Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 23rd, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Security firm Cellebrite claims it can decrypt messages sent through the Signal app on Android. Cellebrite claims to have found a decryption key that unlocks Signal's message databases. Creator of Signal, Moxie Marlinspike, noted that the process described by Cellebrite used an unlocked Android device, saying they could have also just opened the app to look at the messages. In a related story, the American Civil Liberties Union has filed a lawsuit asking for information about the U.S. FBI's Electronic Device Analysis Unit, which the ACLU believes can break encryption on phones. The lawsuit was filed because the FBI has not responded to Freedom of Information Act requests regarding the program. The Wall Street Journal reports that thousands of apps have been removed from the Chinese version of Apple's App Store to comply with the 2016 law that requires video games to be licensed. Estimates of how many titles were removed this year range from 3,000 by advocacy group Campaign for Accountability to 94,000 apps, as estimated by Sensor Tower. BuzzFeed obtained comments from Facebook's employee forums that indicate dissatisfaction among some Facebook workers over the company's campaign criticizing Apple's ad privacy practices. Among the employee criticisms are that the campaign seems self-serving and not clearly communicating a benefit to consumers. Telegram's Pavel Durov announced the app is approaching 500 million users and will begin monetization next year. Telegram will introduce an ad platform for use in its one-to-many public channels, while private chats will remain ad-free. It may also offer things like premium stickers. All existing features will remain free, and Telegram also introduced group voice chats on Wednesday. DeepMind's MuZero algorithm has been able to learn how to play Go, chess, shogi, and several Atari games without being fed the rules of how to play. MuZero determines which factors are important to make a decision and then models how different moves will work out based on that. It considers the outcomes of a previous decision, the current situation it's in, and the best action to take next. This is more efficient than modeling everything. MuZero is as good as AlphaZero at chess, Go, and shogi, and better than all previous algorithms at Atari games. MuZero is the closest thing yet to a general-purpose algorithm, which would be useful in fields like robotics. As Ripple warned, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission filed a lawsuit Tuesday claiming a violation of security laws for the sales of the XRP cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are usually not considered securities because they are decentralized, but the SEC claims that XRP was controlled by one company at its launch, making it subject to securities law. Ripple claims XRP is separate from it. OnePlus CEO Pete Liu announced that the company will release a smartwatch early in 2021. No other details were announced, but OnePlus is expected to launch the OnePlus 9 series phones in March. Australia began building its national broadband network by forming the NBN company in April 2009. Wednesday, Minister for Communications, Cyber Safety and the Arts, Paul Fletcher, declared the network is now complete. 35,000 premises still cannot connect to the network, though this is attributed to new construction, which will always be an issue. IT News estimates about 230,000 customers don't get speeds of 25 megabits per second or greater. This could be due to the network being fiber to the node, not fiber to the home. But legislation governing the build requires it to be completed by December 31st, so it's done. Let's Encrypt, the free encryption certificate service, has come up with a workaround that will make sure its certificates continue to work on older Android phones. The problem arose as Let's Encrypt transitioned to relying on its own root certificates rather than getting them from Identrust. Let's Encrypt's own root certificate was submitted 4 years ago and accepted by all major operating systems. However, that applies to operating systems from 2016 forward, meaning people running Android older than 7.1.1 wouldn't recognize Let's Encrypt's root certificate. That means about 33.8% of Android's active user base would experience broken apps and websites. Tuesday, Let's Encrypt announced it has received a 3-year extension to continue using Identrust root certificates on these phones. Finally, Microsoft, McAfee, and 17 other organizations announced plans Monday to form a ransomware task force. The RTF will identify gaps in current solutions and work on a roadmap to address issues and develop a standardized framework for dealing with ransomware attacks. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.